How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I want to welcome you to another edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and I thought I would use this show this morning for a very exciting update on one of our guests on this program. A couple of weeks ago, we had Jordan Oakes, who is a singer, songwriter, and has recorded an album in Nashville, Tennessee. And some big, big things happened this past week for Jordan and for everybody, for his family, for law enforcement. And I want to share the excitement and what's transpired over the past week, actually. So what happened was I've been working with Jordan since I met him, Jordan Oakes. I met him at the Berlin Fair, and he played at the Berlin Fair. And there was just some sort of a surreal connection that he and I had. 21 years old, just a great kid, really, really good kid. And so here's the exciting news. So I took Jordan on, wanted to help this guy out because I've had a public relations firm for 20 some years, and I have a few contacts out there. But one of the things that we did, and we call this a shoot and score here at Baldwin Media, is I reached out to Fox News and Fox and Friends because this past week was Law Enforcement Appreciation Week. They had to move it because of COVID. So I made a call. I sent out his song, He Bleeds Blue, which was written by Pat Kelly, who's also a great friend and supporter of Jordan's. Sent it over, and within a day, we had him booked on Fox and Friends. So last Wednesday, we went down Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. There he was, live on the plaza, surrounded by American flags from tunnels to towers. They set up all the flags, and law enforcement from New York City, from New Jersey, surrounded Jordan while he played his song on the plaza. And I got to tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And as you people know, it just takes one opportunity and the right opportunity for someone to take it to the next level. And that was huge. I can't tell you how much his likes, his social media exploded. He actually made it onto the country charts. And he was at number 35 on the country charts. YouTube views of He Bleeds Blue have just been over the top. All kinds of folks are calling to book Jordan for some pretty major gigs. And so I just wanted to share that success story. And I thought this would be a great opportunity to replay the interview that I had with Jordan just a couple of weeks ago. So I want to do that at this point, but I also want to encourage you to check this kid out. Like him on Facebook and Instagram, and his handle is Jordan Oakes Official. And if you go to his website, Jordan Oakes Official, you can also find all of his social media platforms and listen to some of his songs. Because let me tell you, folks, this kid from Rocky Hill, Connecticut, is going places. So here again is our encore interview with Jordan Oakes.
Pleasure's mine.
It's so great to have you here. Jordan and I met at the Berlin Fair not that long ago. You were one of the judges for Berlin's Got Talent. And prior to that, you were actually one of the contestants for Berlin's Got Talent, and you won. So let's start there.
Yeah, it was in 2018. I got a call from my grandfather. He actually told me to go and visit the Berlin Fair. And they were doing an event where basically you try out as like an American Idol and you do your favorite song and let's see if you get past the first or second round. So I went there and I met a gentleman named Lenny Tubbs, and we got past the first round and we went to the semifinals. So after the semifinals, we were on the big stage and we were singing our last song, and I got second place of the whole entire event, which was incredible. And I left the fair and got a call back, and he said he wanted me back at the fair to open for Cale Dodds, which was a huge opportunity. And he's still thriving in country music as we speak. So as we went back and I met all these guys and built these connections. We are where we are now.
That's right. Let's also talk a little bit about, you know, what happened. Here you were in high school. You went, you had to get your second meningitis shot, right?
Yep.
And then what happened?
Well, I won't forget it because I was supposed to go get my second booster because it was a mandatory shot for college. And when I went back to the doctor's office, we asked the nurse who's giving us the shot if we can, if I can go swimming in the pool because I had a swim meet that same day. My team and I, we had the meet that day, and after that, I just didn't feel the same. I woke up in bed, and I couldn't move, honestly, and that's how it was.
You were paralyzed?
I was fully paralyzed. I just remember taking a shower that night and waking up in my bed and not being able to move. So I called my mom, and I didn't hear a response because she was at the gym, because she went to the gym in the morning. And she came back home, and I yelled for her name. She picked me up, and she said, we have to go to the doctor's. So we went to the doctor's, and later, did you know, I was fully paralyzed. So
from, like, the neck down?
Full body. I was fully paralyzed for at least 3-4 months.
And, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, I was temporarily paralyzed.
So what were your aspirations before that happened? Where were you going to go? What were you going to do?
You know, I wasn't really sure. I really wanted to be a cop. I went to CCSU. I'm still enrolled in CCSU for criminal justice, now business management. I wasn't really sure. You know, I really wanted to be a cop, and that was always one of my biggest things, is I had to be a cop. I always like helping people out. And if it wasn't that, I would want to be a special needs teacher because I love helping out kids with autism and all types of disabilities. But I heard a Johnny Cash song on the radio, and I really wanted to pursue my country music, so that's where I stand now.
So let's talk about that. How did that happen? From what I hear, your mom heard you singing country music, of which she said you weren't a great big fan in the first place. And she didn't believe it was you. So what was that day like?
So I was listening to a bunch of Josh Turner songs. That's what started it. And then I heard Johnny Cash, and I heard they all had the same depth in their voice. And that was intriguing for me. And then I heard some Michael Bublé. So I heard a bunch of different kinds of music. But I was really interested in the country music because I have a huge Southern heritage. I have family that live in Texas and South and North Carolina and all across the country, especially those Southern states. And that's really the roots that I come from, is the Southern families. And as soon as I heard the Johnny Cash and the Merle Haggard and the Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, it just popped in my head, and it got stuck with me. So I continued that, and I started singing, doing all these different types of events, and that's it.
So let's give a little more credit to your mom as well, because there was one thing you could sing, but you didn't know how to play the guitar.
Right.
She said, let's go get you some lessons, boy.
Right. And I said, I didn't want lessons, so I taught myself. I learn by ear. So if I hear a note, I can play the note. If I hear the first second of a song, I can play that song. It just comes to me naturally. I don't know how. I can't explain it. Musicians know that if they learn by ear, they know how to play the guitar. And it came naturally. And I was told one day I needed to learn the guitar, and I learned it on my own.
And now I know. I've been to your studio. How many guitars do you have up against that wall?
At least 20.
20. You went from not knowing how to play a guitar to having 20 guitars.
Because you have to have the classics. You have to have the Gibsons. You have to have the beautiful showcase guitars. You have to have the Alvarezes. My parents get mad at me, or they get upset with me, saying, oh, you should spend it on something else. No, this is my career. I want to spend it on my guitars.
That's right. So we're speaking with Jordan Oakes, but that's not your real name.
No.
That's your stage name.
Right. My name is Matthew Lanciotto. I went to Rocky Hill High School. I'm a former Rocky Hill native. I just had to change it to Jordan Oakes because there was another gentleman in Nashville named Matt Jordan, and I didn't want any
conflict
there.
Right, and that's part of starting out. So now here you are. You're a singer. You're a songwriter. You've been on some big stages with some big people at 21 years old. Just such an amazing story, you know, a comeback story of perseverance, and that's what this program is all about.
Yeah, I'm extremely blessed. I have to thank all the people that helped me out there as well, songwriters and people that really pushed me, my parents. People telling me that I have a gift and I should
You do? And we're going to hear his gift in a little bit. I'm so excited. Absolutely. But let's talk about some of the big folks that you've been up on stage for. You've opened for some major names. You've actually gone to Nashville, and you've cut your first album, we still call it. So let's talk about some of the people that you've been exposed to already and what is really a very young career. But I can tell you, folks, this guy is going places.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so the funny thing is I met this woman on a plane, and this is how it started.
Uh-oh.
No, I met this woman on a plane. Her name was Michelle, and I was overhearing her conversation. She's on the phone, and I heard that she was involved in the music business. So I stood straight up, and I said, listen, this is my card. I'm a country music artist. I'm still beginning my career, and this is what I want to do with my life. And she's like, okay. So I told her to come out to a show, and basically, she came out to a show, and she looked online, and she saw the other Matt Jordan, and she said, this isn't you. I said, no, but I believe I'm better than this guy, and I believe I have what it takes to be the next Jordan Oaks. And she believed in me, and she booked me Clay Walker and Woody at Renegades, all these guys that really helped me out. Clay Walker, Jared Neiman, and now Rodney Atkins, October 28th, which is absolutely mind-boggling. It's awesome. And just
October 28th in Florida.
Yes, West Palm Beach.
Right, so that's like a big deal. That's a big
huge
stage. I mean, wow.
Yeah,
you just must be pinching yourself going, is this really happening? And to think that you met a woman on a plane. I mean, that's a real story.
It's crazy.
You just don't know. You know, just like I met you.
Right.
At the Berlin Fair because you were a judge and then you were up on the stage. And this is how things work if you just, you know, interact with people. And if you feel a connection, then you really should connect. So talk about going to Nashville. What happened there?
So we went down to Nashville. The goal was to get down to Nashville, get your record cut in Nashville. And I had amazing songwriters, and they were all backing me at the time, and my parents as well. And we went down to the Music City, where we're supposed to be getting our record cut, our album cut, however you want to say it. And we went to Song City Studio, and our producer is Dave DeMay, and he won the Star Search competition. It's almost like the American Idol back in the day.
Yeah.
And he won. He was the finalist. And he told me, he got me in the studio. He said, I'm going to get you the best producers in Nashville because I believe in you. And the connections I know now, Jared Neiman, Clay Walker, all those guys, which is incredible. He was really going to help me, Dave. So now we have Kevin Post, which is Blake Shelton's lap steel player on our album. Many others. Kevin Swine Grant played with Merle Haggard, Josh Turner, all the huge guys. And it was just like, I'm looking at these guys in the studio. And he pulls up in his broken down truck,
really,
with his flip flops, and he said, "I'm ready to play some music." And I'm thinking, I said, "Who is this guy?" I said, "Why is he at the studio?" But it was incredible just to hear the music come out of those guitars and basses and steel player and guitar. It was unbelievable just hearing the sound coming out of that studio from those two speakers and hearing my music. Now I can say from this great songwriter Pat Kelly, who's written and co-written all these songs, is incredible, with Marty Dotson from CJ Stevens, and it's unbelievable because these guys are the top of the line.
Right. And Pat Kelly, what a blessing. Because, you know, you've explained to me that you don't just write a song and go into a studio and cut it. It's got to be approved, right, by folks in Nashville, and that can take a lot of time.
Exactly.
So this is a man who met you, believed in you, heard you, and said, here, I've already got some songs that have gone through the process, and I want you to have them.
Right, exactly. And I was blessed. I mean, as soon as I heard these songs, I connected to every single one of them. And he sent me one song to begin with. He said, this song is a great song. It was supposed to be given to Alan Jackson, but he was doing a bluegrass album. And I said, really? And it's called Fix This Truck. And as soon as I heard that title, I got my dad's broken down truck. I'm fixing it every single week. I mean, that's how it is. And as soon as I heard Fix This Truck, and this truck was my dad's, which is the lyrics, and I called Pat back. I said, I got to cut this song. And then he sent me another one. And then it led to another one. And then he said, this song was written by Marty Dotson, who's a songwriter now, writing for Kenny Chesney and all these huge guys. Dierks Bentley. It's incredible. Brad Paisley. The biggest guys in the business. And when he pitched me Sometimes I Drink Alone, Pat, I instantly connected to it. Because it could be a breakup. It could be somebody passing away. It's an incredible.
And that's the beauty of country music and real country music. And that's what I love, the story behind it. And it's how you interpret that story. Everybody can interpret it differently, depending on what's going on in your life. So I'm excited. So will you play a song? And one of the other things I got to say is there are a lot of artists out there that you can play their music, and then when they play in person acoustically, they sound nothing like the mix, right?
That's the funny thing, because especially down in Nashville, like you'll hear these guys on the radio, oh, come out to my show, and you'll see them live, and you'll grind your teeth. You'll be like, wow.
What happened?
What a difference.
What a difference,
and it's crazy because you have that right studio that will put that little touch on your voice, and it will screw you. But if you can prove it loud, and it might get loud as one of our originals, if you can prove it that you can play acoustically, you can do everything.
Right. So what are you going to play for us today?
Sometimes I Drink Alone.
All right. Well, our listeners, please sit back and enjoy Sometimes I Drink Alone by Mr. Jordan Oakes.
Thank you.
It don't happen every time, girl. It's worth a try and even a chance to see you's worth a drive. But I'm in Montgomery now. Traffic's light and I'm headed south. With any luck, and I'll be there by 5. I do the same thing that I always do. Try to find you. I stop and buy 2 ice cold beers. Walk down Miller County Pier. Sit on the inn and watch the setting sun. I think about that goodbye kiss from your cotton candy lips. How we lived a dozen summers in one. Sometimes your memory joins me for a tour. Sometimes I drink alone. Girl, I don't even care. When people stop and stare as I laugh and talk with someone they can't see. Open your butt like can. Sit it beside me and I hope and pray this time you come to me. When I get there I'll do what I always do. Try to find you. Stopping by 2 ice cold beers. Walk down Miller County Pier. Sit on the inn and watch the setting sun. I think about that goodbye kiss from your cotton candy lips. How we lived a dozen summers in one. Sometimes your memory joins me for a tour. Sometimes I drink alone. If you don't show, I'll drink them both, but I'll be back. I stop and buy 2 ice cold beers, walk down Miller County Pier, sit on the inn and watch the setting sun. I think about that goodbye kiss from your cotton candy lips, how we lived a dozen summers in one. Sometimes your memory joins me for tours. Sometimes I sit here talking with your ghost. And sometimes I drink alone.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
So what's the story behind that song?
Well, the real story on that song is it's about a breakup and about a girl not being there anymore. And it could be, you could put it in your own ways. It could be a breakup or it could be a death, unfortunately. And it's just, you're missing that one girl and now you're drinking alone on that pier.
Yep. Wow, it's just inspirational. And again, Jordan Oakes, singer, songwriter, been on the big stage with some big ones, and your aspirations and your drive are like none other that I've ever seen. I mean, I met you and I said, this guy's going places.
Thank you.
I mean, it's so sad that this is radio because people can't see the whole package.
Right.
But I can tell you, I'm sitting in front of a guy who looks just like a cowboy, which I'm a cowboy fan. Not the team, but the guys. You know, you got the boots, you got the hat, you got the whole look. So, Jordan, a.k.a. Matt. I know that you have a special allegiance to law enforcement. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, I was a cadet at a very young age up in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, and inspiring. I was always I always looked up to those officers in blue, and I have a lot of family members that are police officers. So I knew I needed a song that's modern day that needed to connect with these law enforcement officers because there's just so much going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to use this song, and I asked Pat what he thought, and he said, absolutely, go for it.
Wow. You are a true patriot, and you believe in our red, white, and blue, and that's also absolutely something that I love about you, and I think others will too. I got to tell you, you folks out there listening, how can people listen to this? Where can they go? I know you've got so many social media platforms.
Absolutely.
And you really got to check this guy out. And they got to follow you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I mean, it's just such a journey to watch. Here is the singer-songwriter, this young man, 21 years old, from Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And, you know, I just know that you're going to be at the top of the charts real soon. So where can people go to listen to
your
songs?
You guys can find us all on all of our social media platforms. Jordan Oaks Official, especially on Instagram. Growing that as we speak. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube. If you guys look up Jordan Oaks, Sometimes I Drink Alone, He Bleeds Blue, all of our singles, everything will be ready in a couple weeks as well.
So. All right, and you've got a big album coming out, and so when do you think you're going to release that?
In about 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right, well, we're looking forward to that, and we're going to follow your path, man, because I know that you're going to be doing great things. You already are. So right. Inspirational. And I got to tell you folks, too, such a nice guy that comes from such a great family. That's what I love about it, too. You've got such great family support around you.
Absolutely.
And that's so key. And it's like a business, right? You can't just sing and write songs. Then there's the other piece of it, the social media stuff and the exposure and booking gigs and all these things.
Absolutely.
And you've got so many people around you that just know that you're going to make it to the top. And I do too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed. This was a special show. This is one of my favorites, yeah. I can tell you right now. All right. So this is He Bleeds Blue. We want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use, and we're going to leave you with this very special song from Jordan Oaks, singer-songwriter from right here in New England.
She runs her hot iron over his uniform. It's clean and pressed with a crease. 9-1 thread is torn. She kisses him goodbye. Plants one on his badge for luck. Then he's off to his thankless job. The one he loves so much, he bleeds blue. Pride written on his face. He knows the danger and does his job anyway. Out there trying to make a difference, protecting me and you, tuning out for ridicule. He bleeds blue. There's kids that hang at the park. He's taking a liking to. Takes time with them to listen and to shoot some hoops. He brings Miss Jones her mail. He's been laid up for months. Where the streets come alive with the bad guys, he hauls a few away in cuffs. Just a routine traffic stop, like he's done a thousand times. Soon his partner cries when he tells the wife, God called our brother home tonight. He bleeds blue.
job anyway. Out there trying to make a difference, protecting me and you. He was scorned and ridiculed, yet he bleeds blue. Scorned and ridiculed, he bleeds blue. She runs her hot iron over his uniform. It's clean and pressed with a crease, except where the threads are torn.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.